Shift our attention to the game now with one of the NFL greats. We've got Joe Theismann. He is former NFL MVP as well as Super Bowl champion. Joe, we should point out it is your birthday today. So let's start by wishing you a happy birthday. A good way to kick off, right? A good way to celebrate here.
What a great birthday present to have the NFL season kick off tonight with the Cowboys and the Bucks. And also, I might add this, it's my son Joe's birthday as well. So we share a birthday together, and it's exciting. It's fun. And it's exciting to be able to sit and watch football tonight. We've heard so much rhetoric about so many different aspects of life and the games. Now we're going to get a chance to really watch some football, which is going to be exciting and fun.
Yeah, I mean, celebrations all around here. But something tells me that you've got a big favorite in this Cowboys and Bucks matchup. How do you see this playing out?
Well, I think Tampa Bay's defense is just one of the best in the league. And you know, I hope Dak is healthy. I hope he gets through everything healthy. But I've tried to recover from a broken leg, and I had shoulder problems, and he hasn't had a lot of practice time. I really feel like the key to this football game tonight is the offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott's ability to run the football against Tampa Bay so that Dak doesn't have to drop back 50, 55 times. But, you know, and of course, how can you not root for Tom Brady one more time? It's funny, with all the success that Tom has had, there are those people out there that just say they're so sick and tired of seeing Tom at the top of the mountain and Tom at the top of his game and all this other stuff. My whole feeling about that is if you don't want him there, knock him off the pedestal. And no one's been able to do it. So he sits atop of our league as, I think, the best player in the league, the best quarterback certainly of all time. And it'll be fun to watch him in his 44th year. I don't believe he's from this earth, to be perfectly honest with you. I think he's been beamed down here just to give us an idea of what might be where SpaceX is going and everything else. So there might be something else out there. There might be more Tom Brady somewhere out there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I hope nobody knocks him off from that shelf. He's on my fantasy team this year, so fingers crossed. But Joe, I mean, I know you've been busy. You've been working with medical cost company Medliminal. We talked about them last time, and it is kind of at the heart of one of the issues. Obviously, the NFL has been pretty strict about vaccines for players and trying to control that. You know well, through working with them, I'm sure, the costs associated with COVID. So, I mean, how are you looking at maybe how the NFL has pushed that? You mentioned Dak. He's been kind of at the forefront of not wanting to really reveal much about his vaccine status. I mean, what's your take maybe on how it could be a liability for some teams out there?
I think there's a possibility it could. COVID certainly looms as a big cloud over the NFL. You're not going to be sure exactly what's going to happen to teams. It'll certainly affect the betting, which we were talking about before, about how many sponsors now have jumped in. I think one of the things the NFL did last year during the pandemic was they increased the practice squad to 16 players, and they have what's basically a PUP rule, which is PUP. If you're allowed to bring players up to your team if somebody's not available twice, but the second time they come up, they have to remain on the roster, so you'd have to release someone else. So they created some flexibility in this rule and gave you a pool of players to be able to bring people in so that the quality of the game can remain the same. And that's a big thing. I think you'd hate to see somebody lose three defensive backs and then all of a sudden try and play a team that throws the ball around 40 or 50 times. You know, you're going to play the Kansas City Chiefs and all of a sudden you've lost three defensive backs. It would certainly be a challenge. So in an effort to remain with parity, in an effort to try and keep the playing field as level as possible, I think the NFL made a very wise decision, and it's carried over into this year as well. And so that's from a medical standpoint. And you're right, I've been involved with Medliminal now for over 3 years. And what we basically do is we look at businesses and we look at the expenses that they have regarding healthcare, and we try and help them manage through it, because there isn't anybody out here, I believe, that's listening, maybe a doctor or somebody in the medical profession itself, can understand what is on a medical bill. And this is what Medliminal does. And it's very easily spelled. It's Medliminal, and you can go to Medliminal.com and look at what we do. And we basically, you know, look for inaccuracies in the medical bills and make sure that you're paying what you're supposed to be paying.
To what extent, though, Joe, you know, working with these companies, have you seen the investments shift as well as the attention to medical care? I mean, we've talked so much about the benefits and the priorities being shifted as a result of the pandemic. What specifically have you seen from the business side?
Well, some of what you've been able to do is if you can, costs are always very important when you look at a company. What are they spending on healthcare? What are they spending on advertising? What are they spending on marketing? You look at these costs, and the area of healthcare is one where if you have someone that can look at a bill and say, well, this isn't quite as accurate as it should be. There is a percentage here that you're losing because of the inaccuracies of the bill itself. It's a chance to be able to recoup some money. And so obviously there isn't a company out there that doesn't want to try and save money. And in this environment where we're now finally starting to see the workforce increase because of the payments from the government stopping, so people basically have to go back to work. So you're going to have more people out there working. You're going to need more eyes on it. So, you know, I guess you could consider Medliminal like a big brother, sort of looking over your shoulder, making sure that this is one aspect that we can handle from a business standpoint that can save you money.
Yeah, and out of all those companies out there who have been nervous about losing more money, it kind of explains why the NFL has been pushing its players to get vaccinated and really stepping up the penalties there, because they don't want to see money lost on those games. But, Joe, I mean, to turn back to the game itself here, and particularly some news about your Washington football team there, as a Washington great. Yeah, we got the list of names here. There's about eight, they say, that it's whittled down to. You got Armada, Presidents, Brigade, Red Hawks, Commanders, Red Wolves, Defenders, and, of course, Washington football team still. You're the greatest Washington player I think I can ever remember here. So talk to me about which one you'd throw your support behind.
You're very kind. You realize this is a political environment, and I live in the Washington, D.C. area. So I have to play politics here a little bit. I really don't know what the name is going to be. I have no preference. That's above my pay grade when it comes to the decision. I would like the decision made as quickly as they possibly can. And keeping in mind, just as an example, it took the Rams 2 years to be able to get their logo approved on their helmet. So how much goes into securing a name? How much goes into changing a name? All the things you have to be conscious of, the suits that might possibly come. These are all things that the team has to go through that fans don't understand. They just think it's a light switch. We want a name. Let's flip a name. Let's put it on. There's a lot more to it. And so from my perspective, whatever we become, I think that this young group of football players on the Washington football team will have a chance to establish their own legacy going forward under whatever name or whatever logo they're going to have. But it's an exciting young group, one of the youngest teams in football, led by one of the oldest quarterbacks in football. I think next to Tom, Fitz is right up there with Ben and a few of the others. Of course, you know, this being the 9th of September and Fitz is in the 9th team that he's on, maybe it's just an omen that this is going to be a special year for Washington.
And finally, Joe, we have to put you on the hot seat before we let you go. 5 months out from the Super Bowl, never too early to start talking about it. What's the pick? What's your pick?
Oh, goodness. I've avoided this question 5 times already today. Not to mention all of everybody that's wished me happy birthday and said, oh, by the way, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? I still believe that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensively dominate. I believe defense wins championships. So I wouldn't count out the Green Bay Packers. They've been knocking on the door twice. I still like Tampa Bay. And on the AFC side, I just think it's the Buffalo Bills' time to be able to rise to the occasion. Once again, I will qualify my predictions with, we don't know what COVID will do to teams, and we don't know what injuries will do to teams down the stretch. But right now, I'm looking at Tampa Bay and Buffalo, and everybody else, don't get mad at me. It's just something early in the season.
You're going to start getting calls, but you're right. COVID, the big unknown. I mean, Tom Brady at 44 years old. I think at that point, even those who have not supported him throughout his career, they'd be rooting for him too. But Joe, it's always good to talk to you. Hope to have you back on the show again soon.
Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it. And thank you for the birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.